Blog Talk Radio.
Bitches looking at me sideways, in and out of traffic, I don't take this shit lightly. Mouth is always moving, but the horn sits quietly. Driving with my knee, arm stretched violently. Look in your mirror, seeing that you're still eyeing me. Can't accelerate if you're focused on what's behind me. Apply this shit to like and you see the fucking irony. And yet the bitch still keeps trying me. Act like she on the road, but plates say Hawaii. Cali drive is different, so please move to the ride, please. I can be a bitch, but I'm asking you politely. You're the only one breaking, so I silently pray to the God above and moving like I'm criminally. Insane past the three lanes, accelerate. Gotta see what zombie look like. Okay. Hey, it's just a weekend vibe. The weekend vibe. We dripping for the motherfucking weekend vibe. Hey, yeah. Gonna click up with some queens, fresh, clean, body built just like a dreamer, with fit, attitude so mean, dripped out, got you looking like a fiend, meet in the parking lot so we could chief, pass the bottle, get lit or redeem, draw you in, pump your brakes, it's a team, can't break the circle unless you laugh at me, hit the spot, tables lock, live streaming, hearts drop, dick twitch, and pussy screaming, mesmerized by what they are seeing, all the different shades of blackness are in premium. In between the love haters in their feelings. Throwing shade, we got the lights in here, I deal with. Don't give a fuck, get a number, a few reasons. Invite them to the sweet, kick them out before the sun sets. Hey, 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 this is the weekend vibe. We dripping for the motherfucking weekend vibe. Hey, hey. It's morning, just peeled off the 40. Homegirl is snoring, gave a full 10-minute warning. Cause the bitch got the munchies and breakfast sound great. Can't remember what the last meal I ate. Potato with a sack of pancakes on my plate. Bacon and some eggs, keep it coming with my drink. Belly hella full, I can finally go to sleep. Being naked with my queens ain't never a fucking thing. The hunger fell asleep on the bed the wrong way. So when I wake up, all I see is a pussy up in my face. Oh my, what a great way to start another day. Watch the sunset and prepare for another play. One more night with all the fuckery. Gotta play hard when you work like a motherfucking slave. Hey, hey, hey. The weekend vibe, we dripping for the motherfucking weekend vibe. Hey, hey. The weekend vibe. This is the weekend vibe. We dripping for the motherfucking weekend vibe.
What up, y'all? What's up? It is another Friday night, and we are back, baby, back in motion. Theory of a High Mind, where it's why, not why. I am kind of tired. I'm not going to lie. It's been a long, long fucking week. But we are going to get tonight because I got some news for you guys. I know it's late. Happy New Year's to everybody who's been missing. New changes coming. You know, I had to come back on this night, though, because I know everybody is used to me coming back on this night. Those will be looking, searching far and long, plus just for the comeback in transition. But I'm back, baby, and we're going to discuss some things tonight. I don't have a live feed tonight, mainly because I'm too tired to put it on. But we will go back with live feed next week, possibly on a different platform, because it's just not for us. It's just not for me to always be on Facebook. Facebook takes away from a lot of things. You can't say what you want to say, can't do what you want to do. And I thought the First Amendment was real. Play myself, huh? But, of course, as usual, I need to get my blunt erased so I can pick myself up for this conversation that I did not prep for. So let's listen to some music real quick. Get your blunts ready. Get your drinks ready. And let's sit down and have some tea time. There's some stuff I want to get off my chest tonight. We'll be right back. Let me get it in the air. Listen to some music for a second. Pay some respects. Theory of a High Mind. Blog Talk Radio. Love, Bow.
But they love it, and always want more women. But they love it, and always want more women. But they love it, and
go. I'm spazzing and driving. Check my heart rate, nigga, I'm dying. I'm flying, that yum-yum. Make a nigga go stupid, dum-dum. He a sucker, dum-dum. And I blow pop cherries like blum-blum-blum. Anybody check me, nigga, where did you come from? Yeah, we blowin' sticky. I got a devil on my shoulder, that's little Nicky. He tryna sell me on that face like my nigga Biggie. But we stay faded, faded, faded like some old dickies. Just roll with me now. Who is your supplier? Do he got that fire? If it is not sticky when we roll it, he a liar. Tell me, is my eyes red? Yo man got some bomb head. We make love and then we fuck and then we do it again, yeah.
Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal?
That yum yum, that yum yum, yum yum, yum yum.
Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag?
Money on my mind, no cheesecake. She a cheap date, that two for dub. Rearrange motherfuckers like Rubik's Cubs. I mean cubes, what are we saying, we cheapin'? High as a kite, I'm surprised that I'm breathing. I cannot lie, so much dope up inside that my lips hella dry. And I rap like I'm tweaking, tweaking, tweaking. Smoking in a pigeon coop, Craig, Devo, Debbie, and Felicia too. And your boy rock me like a bye baby. Hit me after 12 and we probably gonna be freaking, freaking, freaking. Louis V. Shays on, and I heard that your pussy getting paid for. I'm talking market value after market crash. Your pussy trash, your nigga wanna read the roof. The roof is on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. The roof, the roof, the roof is on fire.
Well, let that motherfucker burn. Pass the blunt and turn me on.
Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal?
That yum yum, that yum yum, yum yum. Excuse me if my blinker ain't on. I ain't perfect, but we are on the cloud. And we ain't coming down. No, we ain't coming down. No, we ain't coming down. Down, down. Riding on that 405 swerving. Excuse me if my blinker ain't on. I ain't perfect, but we are on the cloud. And we ain't coming down. No, we ain't coming down. No, we ain't coming down. Down, down.
Shorty, won't you go get a bag of the lethal? Won't you go get a bag of that lethal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of that lethal?
That yum yum, that yum yum, yum yum, yum yum.
Shorty, won't you go get a bag of that lethal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of that lethal? Shorty, won't you go get a bag of that lethal?
That yum yum, that yum yum, yum yum, yum
yum.
That yum yum.
Overnight, life moves faster than thinking. God, I had just been born. Imagine all the people who had started to mourn. Ron Reagan was fading the welfare system, so the streets started talking and folks were listening. There was Magic and Bird, they were bringing the game back. Sugar Hill Gang, bunch of singers who claimed rap. Cold War, cold front started to warm, and everybody in the free world started to yawn. It was Boy Meets World on my side of things. I couldn't walk, couldn't talk, live the life of kings. Mom and Dad had to work, so our bellies were full. Plus my big sister was 4 and heading for school. I was Mommy's little angel, smiles and hugs. Best friends with the world, seeing miles of love, miles above any type of worldly concern. The only world that I touched was the world that I yearned. Mercury died, I was a 6th grade star trying to be like Mike up in the mix. Played hard, everybody realizing the AIDS was real, and it don't discriminate over age or field. Wall Street was recovering from being so burnt, cause we found out the greed from the 80s can hurt. And the wall had fallen in recent times. Mandela got his freedom, a pleasing sign. I was hitting puberty, so the girl thing was new to me. Couldn't dress fly, too broke, but was soon to be Macbound. But for then, I just played the background. Tracked down other kids vibing off the rap sound. Pops had an accident at work, his shoulder got separated. Debt-related problems showed up. We all pulled through, had to fight and forage, cause my big sis Erica went right to college. I was all rated, all faded, booze hound thinking outdated. Hip-hop started sewing up the airwaves. Bill Gates screen covered all of the fairways. And Clinton was thinking cigars and broads were a much better policy than starting wars. MJ had retired, but only for the second time. Nas had the crown, and Jay-Z was next in line. I was perfecting mine, open mics and freestyles, hanging out with some hopeless types. So meanwhile, mom and dad thought I couldn't be reached, that I was throwing it away, that I couldn't be teached. But I found my true path in the nick of time, so I could make them both proud, even spitting a rhyme and going out like that. So I did it like this, I followed in the footsteps of my big sis.
Boy, Rich Rose. So draw my girl. Then let's get ready, babe. Let's get turned up. From a red bottom zone. From a freaking dress zone. Yeah, I got my hair whipped up and tough. Me and the girls hop in the whip and the way to the club. Way to the club. Drink in my hand, you know I'm gon' get fucked up. Fucked up. I step in the club, all eyes on me. I'm the queen. Fuck how you feel, cause the haters envy me. I gotta live my life so young, so free, so free. It's poppin', baby.
I know we in this club, but so what? Baby, we can get it poppin' right now. Girls, what's up? Baby, we can get it poppin' right now. I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up.
What's so what? Baby, we can get it poppin' right now, girl.
Maybe we can get it poppin' right now, girls. What's up? Maybe we can get it poppin' right now. I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. I'm addicted to your body, baby. I swear you all I need. Three things I got tonight, and that's pussy, money, and weed. I know we on me. What's so wrong? Baby, we can get it poppin' right now, girls. What's up? Baby, we can get it poppin' right now. I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. What's so what? Baby, we can get it poppin' right now, girls. What's up? Baby, we can get it poppin' right now. I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up. I'ma beat it up.
Conversing with we have you feeling for another fix. Like a track star, I'ma need you to pass the stick to the next nigga in line. It's time for you to take a trip and bring some bitches back if you really rock with this. Get some act right, cause I run a tight ship.
You really rock with me. Like crack, I wanna be the only thing you see. Make a bed, take a sip, put it all on me. Nothing wrong with falling for a real OG. Do you really rock with me?
Fucking around with the pen, just tell me, baby.
Like crack, I wanna be the only thing you see.
Loving me like a bitch, no guarantee, but
make a bird, take a shit, put it all on me.
It's level to this shit, I ain't a state, but
nothing wrong with me. Falling for a real OG. Come baby, put that thing on me.
Always knew I was a pimpstress, never no simp shit. Show a nigga love but never love the nigga. Dismiss. Tell a nigga no but they wanna be persistent. Let God use you while I reap all the benefits. Real with it, I ain't never lied to get what I get. Gotta bring something to the table for us to coexist. If you haven't caught on yet, I am that bitch. Better known by my sub Adam J. the Bardist. It's hereditary, legendary, faces in the dictionary. Always number one, queens could never be secondary. Squad is fucking looking more and more like the military. Winging out the weak ones that know they ass is temporary. Disrespectful niggas end up in the cemetery. Chocolate covered strawberries and it ain't even February. Show me all the love cause they know that shit is necessary. Get up on your mark and get set and be really, really ready.
Crack, I wanna be the only thing you see. Make a bed, take a sip, put it all on me. Nothing wrong with falling for a real OG. Do you really rock with me?
Fucking around with the pen, just tell me baby.
Like crack, I wanna be the only thing you see.
Loving me like a bitch, don't guarantee, but
make a bed, take a sip.
The boss is savage, I'm out that cabbage. No need to floss, I damage, I'm far from average. The canning concealer, I'm realer than most. Bonds are really fresh with it. I'm a winner, I dismember and defile. I fuck and she smile, it's a must, that's my style.
I'll be there.
Like Mike,
just look over your shoulder, honey.
Psych. Fact and fictional, math and principles, when we clash is critical, so I smash intentional, I stab the physical, I'm the man like mystical, see me be sensible, I laugh, it's pitiful, chemical combustion, bleeding, over tracks, similes of dysfunction with cheese and hella straps, maxed out on pressure, Mr. Fresher than your boyfriend, it's under doomsday with the soul of Max Pro.
Crack, I wanna be the only thing you see. Make a bed, take a sip, put it all on me. Nothing wrong with falling for a real OG. Do you really rock with me?
Smoking around with a pen, just tell me baby.
Like crack, I wanna be the only thing you see.
Loving me like a bitch, no guarantee, but
make a bed, take a sip.
Welcome back, you guys. It is Theory of a High Mind on a Friday night. You know how I do. And I am glad to be back. There's been a lot of conversations I've been wanting to have, a lot of conversations that I've had with other people that I was like, damn, this would be perfect if I was on my radio show. But you know how life do, it grabs a hold of us tightly like ice baby seed, you know, for that ice, you know. It grew, it might grab a hold of me tightly. And told me, pay attention when you're going on a ride. And baby, that ride was worth every penny. This ride is worth every penny.
I'm not going to say I'm getting good at this adulting thing because, you know, I'm learning as I go. But I'm damn sure I shouldn't be complaining about anything. Exposing myself as a 40-year-old woman. 40. I turned 40 last year. As a 40-year-old woman, to be in the position that I'm in, I'm blessed. Because not too many 40-year-old women can say they're in the position that I'm in. And for some strange reason, I must be doing something right in this world. There's something I must be doing right. Because I'm being blessed through my ancestors every which way possible. Maybe it's my thought process. Because a lot of stuff I'm doing for me, but it also comes with me doing it for other people, too. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Life has gotten me, and I've been on this path of making sure my portfolio is on point. Now, a lot of people may not understand what that means. You know, I learned some things watching my parents, watching my grandparents, things that they've had experienced, and I'm glad that I've been the same person all of my life when it comes to that. Very observant. I pay attention. And one of the things that I would do, I would look at them and be like, I like the way they did that. I want to implement that in my life. I didn't like the way they did that. I don't want that to happen in my life. I don't like that he's doing that. I can't let that happen in my life. It was things like that that happened throughout my whole childhood that made me say, you know what? And beyond that, as an adult, watching my grandparents, watching my, you know, other elders in my, that are near and dear to my heart, listening to different conversations from different family members that are older than me, my elders in my life that I respect, that told me things that gave me a rude awakening. To help me understand how I need to be as I grow up, how I can change the system, how I can break the cycle. So, and then you listen to some of these people. You know, some people don't use these platforms that we have very intelligently. Not everybody go out there to get information. We get propaganda, but we don't get information. Stuff that's actual factual information. That you can go check and it's like, that's correct. I can do that. That's giving me some information. No. And the only reason why we're getting more into doing that is because we have platforms now like TikTok where they show you little quick sentences, moments, spurs of information that you can say, that's beneficial to me. Let me keep following these people because they keep telling me stuff I need to know. That's who actually use it for that. Some people just use it just to show their ass, look at ass. I docked you because I like ass too. But some people are not getting the full benefit when you're just looking at ass. You know? Now, I've been through some things, some ups and downs since the last time we talked. You know what I'm saying? My whole inside has altered and switched up on me to where I have to put more focus on me. I've been told that that's something that people like about me is that I will, you know, put me first. And I'm like, baby, if only you knew. It looks like I'm putting people first. I'm putting me first, excuse me. But really, I don't. I really do put a lot of people before me. People I don't know, people I do know, people who I don't really have that relationship with, people I call friends and people who I don't call friends, I put before me.
Not because that they have done it to me before, even if they have, that's not the reason why I put them before me. And I tell people that all the time. If I help you out, it's not because I like you. It's because God is guiding my footsteps to help you. Because not all the times the stuff that I do is stuff that I really want to do. But I do it in the same sense because God is telling me that that's what needs to be done. Somebody got to do it. People forget that this human race that we are in requires us to help each other. Yeah. I said it. And unfortunately, it's a lot of selfish-ass people out here. Selfish and damaged. Selfish and damaged. Narcissistic. I cannot believe after losing my husband that I was getting into this dating world and this dating world was going to be as shitty as it is. Because a lot of you act like some of these children out here, acting like you entitled. You entitled to the pussy. You entitled to some dick. You entitled to that nigga's money. And that's the problem with y'all. Y'all fail to realize if you didn't make yourself a priority to get it to you for yourself, why would you think the next motherfucker is supposed to give it to you? It bothers me. Talking to different people, you can have a conversation with somebody and the conversation will be great. They'll know what they're talking about. You can tell that they're educated, but they choose to be stupid. They choose to play dumb. See, let me slow this down for a minute. Because I want y'all to understand me tonight. I was in a 14-year relationship with my husband before he passed away. We was together for so long before we decided to get married because we wanted to assure that we was making the right decision before we got married. However, we began living with each other 1 year after dating. So we was committed. We both understood what we was doing. We understood the assignment. We understood that we were doing this together. Now, say this because I'm looking for your sympathy. I'm not saying this for your pity. It is to get you to understand that I understand what it takes to be in a relationship and how to keep it strong and to stay. When they say till death do you part, that's what the fuck you meant. And I value the sanctity of marriage. It wasn't about the wedding for me. It was about continuing what we already had in a union that was seen by the states, by the courts, by God. So, I understand what to look for in a relationship. I understand what a man would do for the woman that they love, for the woman that they want to be with. I understand that most men know when they meet a woman, they pretty much know that they want to be with them. It's up to the woman to alter that change. But the problem is that nowadays, men feel so entitled that, and women has lost their power, that we've accepted our men having multiple women. Just so they can be happy. I'm okay with you having someone else. Just make me the priority. Just make me the top bitch, the bottom bitch, whatever they call it, you know. Now, for me, after losing a husband, yeah, that didn't, I didn't have no problems with that. Why? Because I didn't feel like he was mine. I didn't want you to be mine. I just wanted some dick and some pussy. And being that my pickup game is weak because I ain't never had to pick up no motherfucking body, it worked for me until it didn't. But I can't continue to stay in that type of situation. And even as I move on and try to broaden my horizon, I realize there's so many of you that feel the same way. Feel like this is how it's supposed to be, like this is the norm. And that ain't even my thing. You know what I'm saying? I have ideas of how what I would want. You know what I'm saying? I'm just as greedy as a nigga, so you can't tell me you want other bitches and don't expect me to want to have other niggas. And even more so, if you want to act like a hoe, I'm going to have to treat you like a hoe. So you guys fail to realize that we women is the ones that got the real game. Unfortunately, we don't always use it because our feelings get more involved quicker than you guys. That's what makes us a problem. Our feelings get involved. See, I'm a different breed because my best friend was my brother for a long time. For a long time, I kicked it with my brother and my cousins, which is our boys. While my sister babysit us. My sister was the oldest, so my sister was a pimp in her own way. She used to have a box, one of those sugar cookie cans, the big cans, the tin can. She used to have one of those filled with niggas' numbers. And she showed me one day when I was in elementary, she said, look, she reached in there, pulled out a nigga number, and said, I'm going to call this nigga right here. And called that nigga, and that nigga wanted to talk to her. She had papers on top of papers on top of papers of niggas' numbers. And you call any one of them, and they'll pick up and want to talk to them. I was like, dang, that's play. So to watch my sister pimping and pimping like that with these niggas, and then go and see my brother having four or five girlfriends on campus at high school, and none of them know about each other. Having multiple girlfriends pregnant at the same time and don't even know about it. You know, so many different things I've seen, so many pimping and playing that I've seen over the years growing up that it was easy for me to adapt to my own level of the shit. And, of course, before I was married, yes, I was very heavy into the shit because I used to go everywhere and anywhere after high school and didn't have to pay for shit. I used to take up with my homegirls to the fucking store. We used to go, first it was at the liquor store on LT Gondo and Western, the northeast corner behind the gas station. I had a boyfriend that was in there that used to give me free shit. That's how I got this cigarette habit. Gave me free cigarettes for a whole year or two. Didn't have to pay for it. When I started having to pay for it, hey, I got to develop the habit. And then he moved from that store and moved to the store on 54th and Crenshaw. Introduced me to his homeboy that he was working in there. So when he went to jail, the homeboy took over and started giving me free shit. It wasn't just me. It was me and my homegirls. Who was it? April and Raina. Rest in peace, April. And we would go get us some free shit. And then we'll go up there to Hollywood and sit up on Hollywood all motherfucking night. Get back to the house about between 3 and 5 o'clock in the morning, sleep until 3 o'clock, and get up and do it again. Free stuff. Wine coolers. We used to get Jack Daniel wine coolers, cigarettes, blunts. What else we used to get? Snacks. Candy. Sweet rolls, chips, juice, nigga, and a bottle of liquor. Nigga, stop playing. We used to get it all. Went to Santa Monica. Used to have a group of niggas that used to get together. If they didn't have enough money to purchase me something to eat together, it would be one by one every day. See, I lived that life before, and it's so easy for me to get back into that if I really wanted to. But you niggas, it's not checkbooks to me. I don't feel like balancing y'all. That's why I deal with one at a time. All right, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. I got hoes to entertain. You give yourself a day, you can stick with that day. Don't be asking for no extra days. See, I done got back into my pimp mentality because people fail to realize that just because you want to be monogamous with one person and show that genuine love, that you can't be that vicious bitch either. Because, see, I ain't like everybody else. I don't feel the need to break, to bash it. And when I'm not going to say everybody else. I'm not like some females that need to tear up your personal items to make you feel bad. I don't need to fuck up your shoes, burn your clothes, car, to hurt your feelings. Your feelings will easily get hurt mentally because of the way I would do you mentally. I will fuck you mentally. And you will feel every bit of it because you're not going to see it coming. And I won't have to touch you at all. Sometimes not even have to see you. But it happens. Some people have witnessed that already. But I try to be cool. I tell people all the time, I know what my traits are, my bad traits are, and I choose not to use them because I know what level of asshole that it can get to. I can't even say demon, it's an asshole. Because the demon, I mean, you do something demonic, it makes you feel bad. When you do something good and try to keep it in a positive note, it makes you feel like a sucker. But that asshole make you smile every motherfucking time. And I love that shit. But I be trying not to use that bitch. She's the bitch. I had to train myself to learn how to not use it like that because, you know, my environment at work requires me to. I'll put it like that. It requires me to. But I put up a post the other day, and that was something, this is what I mean by that. It said, I'm faithful nigga can turn a faithful female into a vicious bitch. And it's true. Just like y'all get real sensitive after a heartbreak, when y'all really put y'all all into a female and y'all think this is the one and find out she about to do you just the way you did the last 15 bitches, and now your feelings is hurting, now you want to do the next 15 bitches the same way she did you because you heartbroken over that one bitch. Yeah, I'm talking real right now. It's a cycle of hate. Because when you do choose up, you choose wrong. See, that's the whole point of dating. You get in a relationship, you get out. It's a lesson. It is not a loss. Unless you really lost them to death. Someone breaking with you, that's a lesson. They saved you for something that wasn't meant for you. Some of y'all can't take that, and y'all be getting out of control and don't know how to let go. Just let it go. Be like frozen. Let it go. We want this relationship without understanding what it takes to be in a relationship. Everybody has their own way of thinking, oh, this is the way. No. See, people get mad at me because I'll be telling them that you don't want to be in a relationship with me. It's not me that you're checking for, because if it's really me that you were checking for, it's certain things that would be done without even. So you know when a man gives a fuck about you, because they're going to want you to know their family. They're going to want to be around you, hear from you, something. If they can't be around you because, you know, we got to work, we got lives, we got shit going on, we're going to always hear from them.
It ain't gonna be no fuckboy shit. They need you, you gonna be there. Certain things you don't have to ask for. Like pumping a motherfucking gas. You know what I'm saying? Shouldn't have to ask for certain things. Certain things just come natural as a man. It should be. It should be. But it's hard for that to happen when, and I'm not going to say because you know how men haven't been raised by men, because that's not the case, because they see it on the TV, they see it all over the place, and they know what it takes. They have some type of male role model in their life that teaches them something. Some of them are statistics of their environment. However, there's a lot of them that know better. They know right from wrong. And again, it goes back to when you care for someone, you're going to do everything you can to make sure that they don't have to worry about anything. Some people do it for the wrong reasons. Other people do it for the right reasons. But in this situation, I know it's a lot of people doing it for the wrong reasons. There's going to be a lot of people in my age group, when we become elders, that's going to settle with people that they really didn't want to be with, because those are the only people that stuck around them. And they said, well, I don't want to die alone. Because nobody wants to die alone. I have never met anybody that said, you know what, I want to be alone for the rest of my life. Nobody around me. Even myself, I technically really don't have nobody really around me like that. I got friends, you know what I'm saying? But I don't have people popping up, chilling with me, kicking in with me, doing stuff with me on the regular. And to a certain extent, that's fine. Kind of traumatized with some stuff my grandmother told me when I was a child about my parents. But I still don't want to die alone. But I came up with a plan for that. That's the difference with other people. I came up with a plan with my friends. I don't plan on dying long if I ain't got a man. I got my friends. Because we got a plan. Because I am a widow with no kids. You know. I do make it a point to build up my portfolio. See how that went full circle? I do make it a point to build up my portfolio because I've seen what my grandparents went through, what my parents went through. My other parents died when I was 16, 10 months apart from each other. And what they went through in their last few days, and they was in their 40s, you know what I'm saying? I don't want that to be my fate. I don't want that to happen to me. And then watching my grandparents passed away in 2016, 4 and 5 months after my husband, or 5 or 6 months after my husband. And when that happened, there was a lot of stuff that they went through in their older age. My grandmother was 92 when she passed away. So my grandfather was in his 80s, 86. It was a lot of stuff they went through that they shouldn't have to go through at that age. And it proved a lot to me in the way this world is going. We going to hell on the silver platter. That's for damn sure. The way we shitting on each other. I had to take in consideration that I have to assure that my portfolio is correct. So when I get their age, I don't have to worry about some of the things that they went through. But the problem is doing that, how can I assure that I still stay humble? How can I assure that I still remember who God is? How do I assure that I still keep my faith? How do I assure all these things? I still keep alive, but at the same time, I'm doing what I need to do for me. Because I don't know what it is about me. And when I have a partner, when I have someone here, I feel like I have someone to do it for. When I don't have no one here, I ain't doing it for nobody. It's just me. And with me, I don't mind lacking here if I can get this done, and then I'll get this taken care of later, which always trickles down to me being behind in some shit and putting a strain on me. Because it's just me. I ain't got to worry about me taking care of nobody else because it's just me. That's how I look at it. Man, I got to stop looking at it like that because it is just me. So it should become easier. And that's something that I'm still adjusting after 6 years of having nobody. Because to refresh some of you that are maybe new to this, in 2016, January 7th, I lost my husband. April 12th, I lost my grandmother's brother, my uncle, who we had moved, me and my husband had moved in with my grandmother. Right before we buried him, my grandmother passed away 2 days before after her 92nd birthday. That was May 12th. Then on June 12th, the day after we did a double burial for my grandmother and my uncle, my grandfather passed away. Not to mention all the stuff that was in between there that has been unspoken about, that no one really knows what I had to deal with. The mental and emotional scars that I have still with family members that I'm still dealing with. So I put that to the side because I know that this is the only family that I truly have. Being that my grandmother's siblings didn't have no kids, my grandmother only had one child, and those children, she had three, and I'm the only one of the three that don't have any offspring. So it's my job to keep the family afloat. I guess that's what my point of being here is about, and the reason why God put me in this family. They said they're going to need somebody to lead them into greatness, to continue to keep them afloat. So when I plan for greatness for me, it's not just for me, it's for my family. Do they deserve it all the time? Hell no. But hey, that's the only family I got, right? So I'm going to do my part and make sure that they're good so they don't ever have to need me and subtract from me to the point where it subtracts away from my livelihood. But see, one thing about me, I don't mind helping people. That's never been my issue. I would help you out. I would support you. I would do whatever I can to be there for you when you need me to. Not when you want me to, but when you need me to. But actuality, I'm learning. Now that I've been 5 years without my support system, without my best friends, without the people I spoke with every day, talked to every day, took care of every day, going from taking care of all four of these people to not having anyone to take care of, now I have to learn how to take care of me. And I'm getting a little better at it. My food intake, when I do decide to cook, I know how to cook it. I know how much I'm supposed to make. I know how I need to separate it. You know, I'm learning. I just learned about how to buy my food, how I need to buy my food. I need to set myself up on a system now because I grew up in a household where we stocked up on shit. We stocked up. We never had to worry about running out of nothing because my grandmother kept everything. She went to the store every Sunday. How I know? Because I was on Sherpa. We went from church to going to Home Depot to going to Smart and Finals to going to Target to going to get her chicken from churches to getting some gas for the week, and then we go home. By the time we got home, it was 8 o'clock, and all I wanted to do was roll her hair up and take her clothes out, get her lunch together, and we keep my ass in the bed. Honestly. So I know. Good. So that's where I got the bad habit from. But now I have to realize you can't stock up like this. This shit got expiration dates. You got to throw all this shit away. You wasting food. So I got to start over. And that's probably why I don't have enough room in my kitchen as it is, because I stock up. I don't need to do that. I just need to keep a little bit of everything for the week. So, working on me. I'm learning me. And with me means I got to get my portfolio together. So, starting a business. You know, they say most millionaires don't become millionaires until they're in their 40s anyway. And let's be honest, I ain't trying to be a millionaire because more money comes more problems, and I don't need that headache. I don't need that headache. I just want to be comfortable. I just want to know that I can set my bills to auto pay and still take money out of my account at the same time and not have to worry about being at zero. So I'm working on me. I'm working on some shit. I'm learning some shit. And that's what I'm saying about these platforms and how people don't be using them correctly, because I will go to TikTok and I'll look at the videos and I'll see some shit that's funny and I'll post them all in these different groups on my page. I'll post them back to back to back to back. But see, people don't pay attention to my page, because if they did, they would see that I'll be posting stuff that's actual factual information too. There's certain stuff I don't post on my page, but I will post this. I will send to certain people because I know those people would appreciate that information. If I've talked to you about something and I see something that I feel like you could benefit from, I will send it to you. Right now I'm on this credit tip trying to get some stuff taken care of because I'm making big moves. I'm making changes in my life. So what comes that means I'm finding information, doing my research just to make sure that this is accurate, screenshotting shit that I feel like will be important, and I'm sending it to people as I go. Boo, we talked about this, bam. Boo, I think you would benefit from that, bam. Bitch, didn't you say you needed this? Boom. You was complaining about this the other day, bam. Y'all got kids, boom. Because that's the type of person I am. I'm going to give you some informative information. There's a lot of stuff I put on Facebook, too, because I want people to know what's going on around the world, what I'm seeing, what's being heard, what's been said. Everything. Because it's important for us to stay informed. Not just what they tell us, but what's actual factual information. We can listen to propaganda all that we want, because that's technically what the news is propaganda, because when they tell us the information, they're not telling us factual information. They're telling us parts of the truth because they want to be one of the first ones reporting the news. The factual information until like a week later. When everything comes together, then it's like, okay, so this is what really happened. Yes, they died. However, this is how it happened. They weren't killed. They were murdered. You know, like, you know, it wasn't the wife. It was the butler. It wasn't in the pool house. It was in the outhouse. You know, they're not going to have the information correct the first time around. Every fucking time. That's why it always tricks us up when we see somebody say, oh, somebody died. You got to go check the internet before you go post it, because it could be a hoax. Now, why would you want to lie on somebody's death? Why would you even want to create that path? What are you doing when you do that? Are you really saying, hey, these are the people that's next to die? So, yeah. I'm trying to make sure my portfolio is great, because I don't want to be in a situation where I am up there in age and can't barely take care of myself, and the government says that I need to get rid of my home to be able to qualify to get assistance because I make too much. I have too much many assets to even get assistance. I can't live that life. I'm trying to make sure I'm healthy enough to be able to walk around this motherfucker, talk around this motherfucker, lift shit up as I need to. Or even be able to have the insurance that's going to keep me from being in a situation where I can't have that. I'm going to have the assistance, one shape, form, or fashion, somewhere. That's what I said, when we get older, me and my besties, we've been talking about living the golden girl life.
honestly. Getting us a mansion, having us some nice little tenderonis come and take care of us. And feel good. And thank each other for being a friend. Serious, you guys. I really am trying to get my portfolio together. Financially, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Yes, I would like to be in a relationship because there's something about being able to come home and tell your significant other your happy moments, to have somebody hold you or be the fresh air that you breathe after a bad day. You know what I'm saying? To have someone to hold you, to care for you, and you care for them. It's awesome. I love black love. But the problem is that so many people are afraid to be in love because they think they're going to be stupid. I ain't got time for the game. If y'all want me to be a pimp, I'll be a pimp. Just don't say nothing about my activities when you're doing yours. Because that really amazes me. Like, if you out there doing some dirt of your own and your girl ain't saying shit to you about the dirt that you're doing, and she's just like, okay, 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 you should be worried. Because no bitch that really cares about you is going to be like, okay, okay, when they know you out there doing some fuckboy shit. And that's just the truth. Don't want to go through that. But see, what you have to understand is a lot of women, and it's really true, we really do check out of the relationship before we leave the relationship. Doesn't always mean that there's another nigga involved. It just means that we check out mentally, emotionally. We check out physically. You know what I'm saying? We have an attachment to you guys that you guys don't understand. That's the feelings that we be having, the feelings that we always grab and hold to when we like a nigga. We get in, have a infatuation. I don't want to call it love. I don't want to call it lust. It's an infatuation that we have with you guys, that we get comfortable with having you there, comfortable with you holding us, comfortable with you coming to see us, because that's the attention that we need. But sometimes we're just like, you know what, it's all good. You want to be my hoe, then be my hoe. Damn it, fuck it. That's where I've been at lately. You want to be my hoe, be my hoe. If that's all you good for, let it be known. You want to be my trick, be my trick. If that's all you good for, let it be known. Because at this point in the game, I'm too damn old to be playing no damn games. And I just like I tell these bitches, if I didn't say contact, I'm feeling you, and you don't reciprocate, then nigga, yeah, I'm pushing off. Because I didn't prove that I am worthy of a motherfucking call. And what nigga wouldn't want to come and be graced in the presence of greatness? That's all I'm gonna say. I'm not going to boost myself up too much because I like talking about my downfalls, my flaws, more than I like talking about how great I am. Because I tell people on Facebook all the time, I ain't shit. I ain't shit. I had to tell my homegirl like about a month ago. I said, you know what? I am shit. I am the shit. Let's just say that. I am the shit. Something about that, about me that make me the shit. Things keep happening for me for some strange reason. Getting pulled in the direction of greatness in everything I do. And I stop myself because of loyalty or because of being there for someone else when they need me to be there for them, or trying to enjoy life just a little bit. I got a taste of that, so that I'm all in. Full circle. Let's do it. So, yeah. My heart, my mind, my emotions has moved on to me. Because in order for me to be able to help others or be there for anybody else, I have to assure that I'm okay. So I step back from a lot of things so I can take care of some things that's already in process, in rotation, to assure that my livelihood is going to be okay in the future. Because it's just me. I get sick, I ain't got nobody to come help me, and I don't have too many people that I really trust to come help me. And those that I do have other responsibilities, because that's the type of women I surround myself with. Women who have responsibilities that they take seriously. Not the ones that slack, but the ones that live like vampires. Because that's how we live. That's what we do. We know that in order to be able to sit down one day, we got to work hard this time. That's why I had to tell somebody that wanted to be my sugar daddy. See, I'll tell y'all in a minute, diabetes running my family. I can't have no sugar daddy. I can't do it. Nigga was pushing to be my sugar daddy. I tell that nigga, I said, you know, you worked hard to get where you at right now. Right now, you getting ready to retire. You go to Vegas every other motherfucking weekend. You got 2 or 3 houses, and you a motherfucking cowboy. So what makes you think that I'm not allowed to work as hard as you worked when you was my age now so I can get where you at now? Let me be. Come see me in 5 years, because I got a 5-year plan. Another one. Because, see, when they, my people passed away, I came up with a 5-year plan. And I said, this is my 5-year plan. And when I got to the 50, I said, you know what? I accomplished that 5-year plan. So I sat for a year and said, what is going to be my next 5-year goal? And then I thought about it. I said, all right, you 40, you got plans for 45. 45 going to come up quick. You need to get this done within 5 years. Some stuff started transpiring. Some things started happening. Started networking with the right people. You know, some sense of God sees fit to put the right people in my corner. Maybe these people are using me to a sense, but at the same time, them using me to a sense is a blessing to me, and I have a mindset of my own to make it my own, to do the right thing for myself, so I don't have to be in situations where they feel like they're getting over me. So, yeah, I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm doing that. Taking care of shit. Moving shit. And up and up and up. I got tunnel vision for me. You know? Man, this life, it ain't easy. But I'm doing something right. I say that. I'm doing something right. Because blessings on top of blessings. And you just, you know, like most, you just want somebody to share it with, someone that you can talk to about it, that's going to be happy and excited for you. That is a companion. And y'all motherfuckers are too salty out here for me. Too self-centered on, in the wrong way at that. Everybody want to be a celebrity of their own. we still live in that high school mentality where we gotta be the dog or something, or that nigga. You know, we had a conversation about that last season, trying to figure out who that nigga is. Or, you know, we just want to be seen. And just like how they did our resumes, how we try to get our jobs, so it's the same way they did our dating life, the same way they did our social life. Everything is online. And the only reason why we have a reason to get together is to party or fuck. That's it. Other than that, we see each other online. That's how we do. You want to know something about somebody, you see them online. And the fucked up part is, you're not going to really know them online. You're going to know what they want you to know about them, which is a facade. Fucking with me, you ain't going to never know what type of person I am, but you're going to say I'm crazy, and I'm going to tell you I'm not crazy. But I'm never crazy. I have never used the crazy gene in me to even consider myself crazy. I can talk about it all day long because I'm just staying crazy. But I ain't crazy. Now, when it comes dealing with men this day and age, you just got to be upfront and honest. And consistent. I hate a motherfucker to not be consistent with me. You know, I don't like that sporadic shit, that yo-yo shit. I don't like none of that shit. Be upfront, be honest, be direct. We ain't minging around the bush. And I don't know why people are so afraid to open up their mouth and say what they really feel, what they really want. You'd be amazed with how many women will want the same thing you want if you actually tell them that's what you want. A lot of us women have moved into that direction where it's just, we're going to fuck you and keep pushing. But see, I can't do that with y'all no more. I can't do what I used to do in my 20s. I just can't. I'm too sensitive for that shit. Like the homegirl said, some of you bitches is too acidy for me. And y'all niggas just be fucking these bitches all over the place like it ain't shit going on out here. Like HIV and AIDS, just because they done found medication to you stabilize your ass don't mean that you okay. Still herpes out there. It's still general warts. They got all kind of, what is that, HPV, whatever the fuck. No. I can't be that free with me. So if I'm giving you the opportunity, know that you are the nigga that I'm giving the opportunity to, because I don't just be jumping ship like that. Just because I got hoes don't mean I'm fucking them. Because I know how to keep hoes, and now I have to be fucking them. And the niggas that took care of me back in the day, I wasn't fucking all them niggas. Like I said, I had a boyfriend. Other than him, it was niggas taking care of me. Why? Because they let the Lord use them to bless me at the moment. Because that's the type of female I was, the kind that you wanted to help. I'm still that type of female, the kind you want to help. But I'm the kind you want to help, not now, not because I'm a young tenderoni that got ass,
But because I'm an older tenderoni that got ass and always saying I don't need nobody and don't even take your help when you give it to me. So now you really want to give it to me because you feel like I deserve it.
See, that's what I get. So when a nigga don't come around and feel like I don't deserve the help, you ain't the nigga for me. You don't have needs to have my back. You don't have a need to have my back to want to be the nigga in my life. To people get telling me I'm always acting like a nigga, I don't be trying to act like a nigga. Y'all force me to act like a nigga because y'all be wanting to act like a bitch. And I blame it on this world for trying to blur the gender lines that y'all forgot what the gender roles were. So y'all feel like y'all supposed to be courting now. I don't court niggas. If you my man, I'm going to make you feel special at every cost. But I ain't courting no nigga. That's what we not going to do. If I had a daughter this year, she would learn, we don't court niggas over here. I never had. So for a nigga to think I'm going to do it now, it got me slightly mistaken. I'm old enough to say, you know what, I got some money. I want to go do something. I want to do it with somebody else. Let me go get their ticket. If it's something that's not that expensive, we can go do it together. Let's just go. I would do that. I would do it with my friends. I have done it with my friends. I have done it with my family. Let's go. We going shopping. Let's go. We going bicycling. And then we going to get something to eat, going bicycling, and then we going to a play. Let's go. Pay for everything. Let's go. That's how it was. That's how I am. If I got it, baby, let's go. Let's do this. Because that's how I roll. I don't expect people to do anything for me. If they decide to do it out the kindness of their heart, that's how it go. You got to learn how to be solid before you anything else. You can bullshit other motherfuckers, but you can't bullshit yourself. Once you begin bullshitting yourself, won't nobody take you serious. I don't take nobody serious no more. Because everybody done bullshitting me at one point or another. My friends, different story. I love my friends. They serious about their shit. They taking care of business. They motivate me. I hope I motivate them. But in all actuality, I pick and choose the people I fuck with because I want to make sure I'm around people that's trying to move in the right direction in the right light. Even if you're not where you're supposed to be, I know you're trying to get where you're trying to be. And that's the type of motherfuckers I want to be around. Because in the next world, you're going to see a rising group of women coming around that's going to have their own little meet and greet. Y'all going to be like, what kind of shit is this? Change the social game up. Cold. Cold. There's certain places we don't have no more. I know we would love it. Cold. So, yeah. I've been on the up and up. Like I said, changing my portfolio around. They want to make me out a pimp, so I'm going to move in the light that they want me to be in. Shit. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make a man out of these niggas, and these niggas just want to be niggas. So I just said, all right, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? And they want to make you out, you trying to be the nigga. And it's like, how am I trying to be the nigga? Shit, you over here trying to be the bitch, I wouldn't be the nigga. Don't be make me out to be the nigga. I'm not the nigga. Unless you want to be. But I do tell people, I make music for real niggas, but we such fucking ladies. Because the realest nigga on your team is a female, rather it's your mama or your girl. And that's 100. Tell me I'm lying.
some of y'all surround yourself with nothing but females because you know they the realest motherfuckers on your team. Can't kick it around no niggas. They don't have your back. But if you get into some shit, they just gonna let you take that ball. Because maybe you deserved it. That's what real niggas feel like. Because they want you to learn your lesson. Let's see. We learn as we grow. We grow as we learn. That's if you choose to. I choose to. So as I'm growing up, as I'm learning as I grow up, I'm learning more about me. I'm learning more about life. I'm learning more about the stages of life. I was about to start getting ready for my burial and shit. I said, bitch, you ain't even ready for your retirement. Get right with life. So I'm working towards making sure my retirement is straight. I'm working towards where I don't have to worry about where my next paycheck is coming from. I'm trying to put in motion for me a plan where not only am I okay, but my family's okay, and that I'm still in a position to help someone else without subtracting from me completely, hindering my own life. That's what I'm trying to do. And when I get to that point, by the grace of God, I can do the right things by me. And I can be in a position where I'm a little more comfortable with the way I live as a single individual, head of household. Oh. And if I could get in a position, maybe, just maybe, I will do some adopting or foster care or something. Maybe, just maybe. Because I know there's kids that need it, especially in my area. But it's really hard to make that decision right off the bat. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But before I get out of here, because we coming around that corner, that last 30 minutes of watt time, changes is going to come. I am moving the show to Thursday nights. Most likely it will be the same time, 10 to 12. We're going to be, the reason why I didn't go live on Facebook, not only because I just didn't feel like it and I was tired and I'm not real, all the way prepared to be on the live list. I also wanted to assure that I get everything up and running because I'm going to also go live from another platform. Stay tuned. Next week, I will be announcing those platforms before I go live. Maybe a back-to-back show with two different hosts. The band is really trying to move in its light. We're trying to move in our light. Blog Talk Radio is really a platform for us to get our stuff up there and show what we can really do. And we do, really do have conversations that are on the move, on the up, you know, especially with the way this world is moving. You got to really pay attention to what's going on around you. Some of us is just living in the YOLO years. You only live once, and just living free and not really paying attention to what's actually going on around them. See, this problem so many times with these kids, not paying attention to what's going on around them. We adults have that same problem sometimes because we're living in the now. But if you live in the now, then you would know that there's some things going on that you need to pay attention to. Not just what this news is saying, but what
going on in the government, the quiet. You got to go to them quiet pages that people don't really go to. And people start to go into their CNN, watching their CNN. CNN is just, that ain't the best place to go. It's some of these other places that you can go to online that give you factual information and tell you the truth about the stuff that's going on in this world. All this COVID stuff, all this Russia stuff, everything that's being done, everything that's being said, just little pieces here and there that we really don't know about. But some of these backup websites will tell you a little bit more about it. But that's a subject for another day. You guys need to stay up on what's going on in this world. Stay up on what's going on in your life. Make sure that you are updating your life as much as you can. Because shit is getting real out here. And if you ain't ready, you better get ready, huh? Because life is coming for you. One way or another. Again, be ready for next Thursday. Be ready for it. New topic, new time. Well, not new time. 10 to 12 next week. But just on Thursday. We switching it up, baby. Why? Because, you know, sometimes Friday nights I want to go out. I want to be like, hey. You got to be like that. So, yeah, I'm going to switch it up to Thursday nights. We might even have, and it's going to be two shows back to back. Maybe a third show. We'll see how it pops off. Because that's still the work week. And I'll still be having to go to work the next day. And I ain't going to be on like that. Only reason why I got a little energy tonight is because I took a nap before time. That's why I was a little tired coming into the show. But we're going to be popping this season. I'm going to tell y'all now. We're going to pop this season. We're going to get into some subjects that's going to be touching. It's going to touch some feelings. We're going to touch some feelings this season. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of stuff is going to be near and dear to my heart because I only want to speak my truth. I can't speak your truth. I can only speak my truth. I can only speak on stuff that I know that's factual. I can speak on stuff that is real to me in my life, in this world we see. I can give you my opinion. I can do that, but I can't tell you anything about yourself. I can say what I think in general, but like I said, my opinion in general, or what I feel on the situation, or what on a group of people, or whoever the fuck, or whatever the fuck. But if it doesn't have no significance to you, don't trip. If you don't agree with it, that's fine. On these platforms, I hope you come out and express your views on how you feel. You know, we may keep the Facebook page. I don't know. You know, we may keep that. But we also are going to go on to Clubhouse as well. That's the other platform we're going to try. And I think we're going to get back the YouTube channel. But that's going to happen. We're going to get it all together. And it's going to work out. And it's going to boost up into something great. And I hope that you guys come along for the ride. Because we are going to blast off. I'm going to tell y'all, come fly with me. Didn't want to land, no man. Ooh, yes, I'm high. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Be safe. Stay germ-free. Don't forget your mask. Don't forget your hand sanitizer. Be easy. A lemon squeezy. We don't go out with the music though because you don't want to.
Gotta listen to some music before we go out. Well, we gotta end it. I gotta end it with some good shit. It's been a while since I've been on here, so I gotta find the right songs to go off with, because it's gonna be a great weekend for all of us. I got some links to do. You got some things to do. Hey, and we're gonna be safe doing it, so we can get back to work on Monday, dragging our feet, wondering when it's gonna be Friday again. You know how we do it. All right, you guys, y'all be good. Y'all stay easy. And I love y'all. One love.
Here we go.
Later.
It is. I told y'all about this. I told him. We're having fun.
Run me my money. Before I run up on you.
On you?
And ask what it do. Nigga, run me my money.
Fresh.
Oh, you think it's funny? Take these shots to the tummy. Nigga, run me my money. Nigga, run me my money.
Nigga, run me my money.
Nigga, run me my money. Run me my money. Run me my bread, nigga, run me my dough.
You tell a bitch, run it.
Ride a Mackin' on the foe. Run up on me, nigga, run up on this Glock. Run up on the squad, fuck around and get shot. I'm a territory terminator, flyer than the aviator. If I'm LL, hey, wise. The taker of phase, Levi jeans and J's. And that black on black Impala, nigga, sagging up gay. The freshest on Western, that's the best Western end. Trying to break a bitch down, yeah, that bitch in her friend. My intent is to send her, she said she teach Tinder. Breaker than I bend her, got a text from her sister. Remember me the greatest, the baddest, the meanest. All she give is money, all she get is penis. A diabolical fiendish, hood bound gangster.
There you go, daddy.
Well, bitch, thank you.
Okay, let me tell you about me. I'm the dagger bitch, aka 4DB. With it! Never trust no bitch, just wanna smoke weed and get rich. So run me my money, I tell him run me my money. Like run me my money, yo run me my money.
Run that shit,
bitch run me my money.
Run that shit,
you gotta run me my money.
Over here, look.
These bitches wanna snuggle and cuddle up.
Like playing poker, if you at the table, big daddy up.
Pay me like the IRS, a bitch you getting audited.
40B and AOB,
my pockets never targeted.
Never see me,
pay a bitch to me, it will be blasphemy. Bitches after me for money, sadder than a tragedy. That's the way it has to be, I only add a multiply. Bitches only wanna subtract and divide.
To where the money at?
That paper, that fettuccine. My time is money, bitch. You gotta pay me to see.
How much
rubber booty? I get three wishes. I see a G. Money, money, money. I'm just keeping it easy.
Yeah.
To where the dividends? Tell me, bitches, I need to know. It's like Monopoly.
Give me 200 and bitch go.
I'm a skit, so. But they paid me
just to hit it, so I got the glow.
You are the last dragon if you didn't know.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what it is and what it ain't. I'm a boss, bitch. And fuck what you heard and what you think. You run your mouth because your ship is fully spanked. Mad as fuck. Dirt on my name like run me my money. Bitch run me my money. Like run me my money. Just run me my money. Ho run me my money. Bitch run me my money. Like run me my money. You talking shit up in these streets. Ain't got no friends. They help your beef. You checking fair five chicks to feed. You let a bird babe bought you. I thought I was gonna get it. Now let you find out how I get down. I cut a bitch off real quick, fuck the dumb shit, I'm a grown ass woman, you insufficient. Still fishing, you goldfish looking bitch. Mouth this record's got me all out of pocket. I'm gonna eat Subway for Quiznos. Ain't a Navy still, so all them subs and subs, they gotta go. Two tags, both of them hurting, I'm showing you get to know. You learn one, I teach the other when we standing toe to toe. But you ain't about that life though, can't save you from yourself though. You forgot how I get down though. I was wondering why you didn't have no friends though. That was evident with me out your life, so I'ma take the high road.
Ah, oh, shit. Another one. Another one. It's
later.
Yes,
later.
It is. Let's have some fun.
Let's have some.
I smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot, I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot, I smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot, I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot, and I'm not gonna stop cause I got a lot of problems. Talking to a dumb bitch is not gonna solve them. Do a whole lot, do a whole lot, daily gotta stay medicated.
Why? I fucking go crazy.
I smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot, I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot. I smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot, I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot, and I'm not gonna stop cause I got a lot of problems.
Talking to a dumb bitch is not gonna solve her. Do a whole lot, do a whole lot daily. Gotta stay medicated. Why I fucking go crazy?
Yeah, understand you're dealing with a special type of psychopath. Like, can you get away, then come back just to sign your epitaph? Joker laughing at your death. Ass size in breath. Leave a damsel in distress. She's safe. Where the dragon breath the balance?
Oh no, the dagger bitch.
I'm a trilogy. As he's called me Joker, I keep adding on identities. Don't give them what they want. I'm only giving bitches what they need. Bitches eating, bitches eating, bitches. Human centipede. All about my vegetables.
The Charlie Green Giant.
Caught a mortuary up there.
Got some new clients. Respect my authority.
But I'm
so defiant. Your bitch still fat.
And she
tried all the diets.
Don't fuck with fat bitches, cause I make them catch a heart attack. She doesn't have the stamina like running on another track. I can't fuck with all that. Belly roll, belly fat. Slap her stomach right away. Down to the pussy cat. Never that. We're fresh at her. Give her bigger bitch a dick and all he's gonna say is,
yeah, in fact, she just a little thing.
Whatever, dude, that's you. Come here. Look what I do. Sell a dick through the drive. Can you believe the shit the Joker gets away with all the time? They do a lot of talking, talking, talking. They don't cross the line. The life of the party got y'all fading to the background.
SG
News brought to you by. I smoke a whole lot. I drink a whole lot. I pop a whole lot. I slip a whole lot. I smoke a whole lot. I drink a whole lot. I pop a whole lot. I slip a whole lot. And I'm not gonna stop because I got a lot of problems. Talking to a dumb bitch is not gonna solve them. Do a whole lot. Do a whole lot daily. Gotta stay medicated.
Why?
I fucking go crazy. I smoke a whole lot. I drink a whole lot. I pop a whole lot. I slip a whole lot. Smoke a whole lot. I drink a whole lot. I pop a whole lot. I slip a whole lot. And I'm not gonna stop because I got a lot of problems. Talking to a dumb bitch is not gonna solve it. Do a whole lot, do a whole lot daily. Gotta stay medicated.
Why I fucking go crazy?
Anxiety got me bothered, got me ready to scream and holler. Wanna push the issue, but my pride I gotta swallow. Every time you are around, I think I oughta move some furniture all up and down and through this motherfucker. All the ruckus. Adjust my crown and cop the buck kiss. Your distance, the session's in order and you've been voided off this wish list. No skittles for you, and no, this blunt is not extended. It is, but for you, you cannot even get a glimpse. I fucked around and got back into pimping. Saved my soul and got a whole fleet of bitches. Work all week. Get me off on the weekend. Sub to me while the homies is putting their beat in. Roll my weed and the ice is in my hand. Pop at once, now we all fizz and chillin'. Now we on the bed list, that squirt and cream shit. Go lickety-lick, chill with my bitches.
I smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot. I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot. I smoke a whole lot, I drink a whole lot. I pop a whole lot, I slip a whole lot. And I'm not gonna stop cause I got a lot of problems. Talking to a dumb bitch is not gonna solve them. Do a whole lot, do a whole lot daily, gotta stay medicated.
Why?
I fucking go crazy. I smoke a whole lot. I drink a whole lot. I pop a whole lot. I slip a whole lot. I smoke a whole lot. I drink a whole lot. I pop a whole lot. I slip a whole lot. And I'm not gonna stop cause I got a lot of problems. Talking to a dumb bitch is not gonna solve them. Do a whole lot. Do a whole lot daily. Gotta stay medicated.
Why? I fucking go crazy.
I'm turned up rolling the freeway. Full thrust on the gas pedal, plane on the runaway. The 16 make them run away. Gun play touchdown like any given Sunday. I'm running laps like a relay. Hostess, I ain't fucking with them cream puff brulees. Coming for that money and I make it back in two ways. Stuck in the millennium but do the old school way. Hypnotic, I'm psychotic but I got it. Standing at the head of the line while you plotting. Overripe banana, you know I'm around spotting. All around the world I'm harder than globe trotting. Now get ready for the green light. Full speed ahead, no hesitation for them red lights. And you better get your mind right. I'm in the game and I'm taking up the spotlight. Watch me how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hater on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about the business.
About the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Watch me how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hater on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
About the business.
About the business.
So let's get it.
Let's get it. Cody B, been with it. So you know I'ma kill it. I love beef. Bring it on. I got a stove and a skillet. Now I may never finish.
What's the business?
I ain't even started yet. Gotta whistle to these bitches, that'll get them wet. But I'm all about my tax, music, and the weed I'm smoking. Bitches wanna see me broken, laughing while they die. But the niggas, I don't fuck with them, they actin' like they bitches. Now you see me with some niggas, then you know they rappin' love. This shit is way too easy. Daggers known for killing beats. Making big booty bitches in the top their butt cheeks. Take a seat, I'm never weak. I don't even like to think I grew up with scrubs. We tackle niggas on the concrete. But look, I'm still here. 6'6", no fear. We smoke a pill, pop a holder. Where's my drink? Good looking cousin, I'm buzzing. This is what the brand about the dagger and kill. You got knocked the fuck out.
Watch me hot through the street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hater on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about to bid it. So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Watching how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hater on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm
about to bid it. So let's get it.
Let's get it.
See, can't nobody fuck with this. When KO's on the mic, I'm on some disco type shit. Tryna make a meal on some day and night shit. Arm like a bomb, better duck the mic check. Boom, when I step in the room, temple of doom. Taking out the trash, lead the amateurs the broom, huh? And I ain't flocking with the buzzard. Want a piece of pie, so I'm cooking up the custard. And I'm a rude motherfucker. Standing at the top, can't see, cause there's no other. MC great, to me, flipping the beat. And I ain't got no time to starve, I gotta eat. So I'm stacking up the paper just to get a bigger residence. Killing for that president. Trying to come at me, it's like tampering with evidence. I call it hot seat, cause you other rappers hesitant. Watching how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hater on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about to bid it. So let's get it.
Let's get it.
Watching how I do this street life. You niggas gon' feel it. There's a hater on my shoulder. Can I kill it?
Yeah, kill it.
Are you with it?
Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm about to bid it. So let's get it.
Let's get it.
With nigga tendencies, black and two steps on the side of crazy. Got predicted queen and extraordinary philanthropy. Giving niggas life when these bitches keep trying to press me. Only golden night to stay black and die on everything. And Compton breed a pucker on spring ghetto and uppity. Trying to find a balance between good and evil, the blasphemy. Got me contemplating on snapping these folks that blinking. Keep me relevant, public toilet crappy lips. Running over till I punch their ass up with a double fist. Feeling better, finally no longer full of shit. Fucking prison, let me take a mental pic. The moment that you thought you were relevant, gotta be quicker than that, you punk bitch. Snatch your whole dreams real quick. Your member or don't member it. Now I know the verdict, you's illiterate. Let me repeat again, but put in simple terms that you'll understand. I'm a woman, name real. Your name, no reveal. You say bad things, what's the deal? I say talk to me, you say kill, but I'm with it though. Now you chill, can't look past all that, that's for real. So when I see you know what time it is. Keep that same energy in our calorie. Keep that same energy in our calorie. Keep that same energy in our calorie. Real G's keep it real at all costs. Even if it means you gotta take your own loss. They ain't passing out no blames when you know it's your fault. Can't nobody jeopardize what you was already taught. But you don't hear me though. Words ain't even bombs anymore. That's a show. If I said it, best believe it's a go. My approach will have a bitch looking like a fucking dope. Ain't a bully, but I need you to be in the dope. Don't think about it, be about it. Or make peace about it. If my patience wears thin, I'm gonna have to leap about it. If I end up going to jail, I may have to weep about it. But I promise I won't forget about it. Ha, making me the hot top. Keep that same energy in our calorie. Keep that same energy in our calorie. Keep that same energy in our calorie. Hey, so let the smooth taste boot ya. Straight cut from California. Quick to a roll up on her. Blasting her style as I work around the corner. No sticks, no knives, no heat. Just some old fashioned ass whooping in the street. Shake hands after you get your ass beat. Learn your lesson about fucking with me. Molly walk your ass, but I'm still a lady. Whatever wave you're on, keep that same energy. Respect is on my name, that's the way it's supposed to be. And tell them other bitches what you know about me. I promise it, no sucker shit. They wanna give you this. Keep that same energy and I counter it. 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 Keep that same energy and I counter it.
That's the whole about me.
Bitch.
I fucked up with you one time. Get even now. I'm a beast with it. I turn into a different person. You don't want this shit. Better keep telling you.
T5Q.
You know, I want you to be like a flower in the breeze.
flow with me. Bend with me.
Ladies that got their own car and own place, paying all their bills with some money in the bank.
Cha-ching.
Niggas spend the night, but don't never let them stay.
Uh-uh.
Queens understand what I say. It's that boss bitch sway.
Hey.
Boss bitch sway.
Hey.
Boss bitch sway.
Hey.
Boss bitch sway.
Hey.
Make it out my face, cause it's that boss bitch sway.
Hey.
Make it out my face, cause I'm on my boss bitch sway.
When I walk, I glide. Give a high five on the black hand side. Air hug if my nails ain't dry. Got an extra door whenever niggas ain't acting right. Bye bye, I find I have a better time when it's just me, myself, and I. I win, never boss bitches reunite. On a level of queen, and some of you hoes can't seem to get right. It's time I say why. Queenin' is the way up. Lie. Paper chasing, keeping our crowns high. Letting all the bullshit pass us by. Self love, sprinkle with some pride. Sweet just like humble pie. Sugar coat will make you cry. Boo-hoo, you never lie. Got that automatic pack, hey. Chillin' and relaxin' on any given day,
hey.
Don't listen to what lonely bitches gotta say, okay. My mind at peace on some boss bitch.
Ladies, they got their own car and own place, paying all their bills with the money in the bank. Niggas spend the night, but don't never let them stay. Queens understand what I say. It's that boss bitch sway.
Hey.
Boss bitch sway.
Hey.
Boss bitch sway.
Hey.
Boss bitch sway.
Hey.
Make it out my face, cause it's that boss bitch sway.
Hey.
Make it out my face, cause I'm on my boss bitch sway.
Then I say stay out my inbox, don't give a fuck. If you see me in a crop top, I'm like a champagne bottle when it goes pop. Thirsty ass got a glass, I think not. Made me a subject with the plot. Now I got your whole motherfucking block hot.
FYI,
when I sway, I'm a lady that knows how to handle motherfucking block. That's why black girls do rock, and that's where we got is hot. Sugar dumpling, rock them socks. Outline bodies with some chocolate. Great connection on the rock. Cigar fat with weed inside. At the end of the day, I fall to my knees and bow my head and give it all up to my God. So many things change, we living day to day. Get out the way, silly rabbit thought it was okay. Get out my face before you fuck around and get made from a boss bitch sweat.
Ladies, they got their own car and own place, paying all their bills with the money in the bank.
Niggas
spend the night, but don't never let them stay.
Hey.
Queens understand what I say. It's that boss bitch sway. Boss bitch sway.
Sway.
Boss bitch sway.
Sway.
Boss bitch sway.
Sway.
Make it out my face, cause it's that boss bitch sway.
Sway.
Cause I'm on my boss bitch sway.
Sway.
Boss bitch sway.
Sway.
Boss bitch sway.
Sway.
Boss bitch sway.
Sway.
Get it out my face, cause it's that boss bitch sway.
Sway.
Get it out my face, cause I'm on my boss bitch sway.
I'm on
my boss bitch sway. I'm on my boss bitch sway.
I'm on
my boss bitch sway.
Sway,
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 sway.
Opportunity to murder you with this pimp. Cause if I really did, I'd be halfway around the country. Talk about we be. But I heard that shit you said about better not find me in these streets.
Oh really?
Oh really, bitch, please, I'ma catch your blood, pull up to your house and scream like
it's me. I know it's 3 a.m. but I heard that you don't like me. Come out the house and tell me, bitch, please.
Call the police on myself before I flee. Leave my number on the door like, bitch, call me. With the XOX. Sweet, don't ever dare me. Raise my gas next time you'll drive to me. Address included, I can't wait until I see you.
Yo, 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 yo,
'Cause you done brought the darkness out of me, and now you plead insanity while looking up at me undocumented. 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50 51 50
like you think you can show fat ass. Gonna introduce you to another get back. Take notes when the motherfucker backtrack. He'll told to a nigga that's a pat rat. That's a lot of information just to get that. The angel tried to guide me off my high horse, but of course I'm a motherfucking Sagittarius. The devil reminds horns make me delirious and serious. But then the asshole steps on in with a grin, saying my friend, there's a new way to win. But it get uglier than old man seeing. Are you witty? Real witty when you're dressing me. Hood bound first lady, walk and tell me every fucking thing, just me and you.
Yo, yo, yo.
Brought the darkness out of me, and now you plead insanity while looking up at me undocumented.
with my hard ass hard ass nigga, but a nigga don't got me. I'm in the street 7-Eleven making dreams reality. I got a problem pointing fingers with three pointing back at me. I ain't the greatest, but I'm rated best in every fucking thing. Them bitches know it and they hating living. They like bittersweet. No matter what I say, they make a big thing out of everything. Ain't got nobody, so you know there ain't no way they bodying me. Or they could try it, but that be the last breath of that they breathe. They say I'm crazy, but there's no check for me. When doctors question me, I say I don't wanna kill nobody. So I kill a broke bitch with kindness. Hit them where it hurts, kids purpose. Lead them to the surface, lead the parade that lead them to the furnace. Box say so rough, it's curtains, hurting. I'm a dick, I'm your dick, soft-headed and shit. Putting pressure on the tip, breaking barriers to fit through a flap that fit. Still wanna marry the bitch, come shots when I ask the tip. She's soft-headed, with my hard-ass feeling. She's soft-headed, with my hard-ass feeling. She's soft-headed, with my hard-ass feeling. She's soft-headed, with my hard-ass, hard-ass.